Syracuse's public schools have been plagued by a double whammy, a decline in population, enrollment, and funding for its schools, and a poor graduation rate, barely 50%. But a few years ago, a new program showed up, promising to improve the schools and the city. In the first of a three-part series on the high school dropout crisis, the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney looks at whether Say Yes to Education could turn the city's economy around.
In an auditorium on the campus of Onondaga Community College, about two dozen Syracuse teens are getting certificates for completing a special summer prep program before classes started for the fall. The program is run by the college and Say Yes to Education. Say Yes will also be paying much of the cost for these kids to attend the school. The national nonprofit organization entered the Syracuse school system 4 years ago with a pledge to overhaul the city's schools by boosting graduation rates and improve the school district's image. The icing on the cake is the free college tuition. Say Yes has been around for a while, 25 years in fact, but Syracuse is its first district-wide adaptation. It also began in the school system of fellow upstate New York City, Buffalo, this year. In its 4 years in Syracuse, Say Yes to Education claims that the ninth grade dropout rate has been nearly cut in half. It has also paid for about 2,000 kids to go to college. Education Program Director Christy Eck says one tale of success is that more Syracuse students are seeking associate's degrees.
And some students who are going to two-year schools, maybe they didn't know it was possible, or maybe they didn't think they had the grades, or maybe they didn't think they have the ability to afford it, which really shows that access is increased.
But so far, the city's graduation rate has increased only marginally and sits at about 53%. Pat Driscoll, the director for Say Yes in Syracuse, stresses the initiative is going to take more than 4 years to make its impact.
It will not happen in 24 hours. It will not happen in 24 months. But when we start to see upticks in test scores, when we see more scholars taking advantage of the Say Yes scholarship, those are pieces of hope. And you can't just dismiss it.
Driscoll says Say Yes is about more than test scores and college tuition pledges. The foundation is also funding after-school programs, summer camps, and additional tutors and counselors in classrooms. It also has the potential to transform Syracuse's economy in two ways. The city hopes Say Yes will entice more families to move to the city and enroll their kids in public school. It could also create a more educated workforce. The day after the Summer Head Start program, dozens of Say Yes scholars were at the foundation's headquarters for a resume-making workshop.
Hi, how are you? I'm Ruby. Missy. So did you complete a resume today? No?
Natashka Nunez-Merced started at Onondaga Community College this fall, but she has no plans to stay in the city after.
No, just now I want to move out of Syracuse.
She has her sights on someplace a little warmer, like Florida, unless
a job opportunity that will be more beneficial for me and, of course, it'll pay me more. Yes, I'll stay.
Say Yes coordinates mentoring programs with some of the region's more high-tech employers and hopes more scholars will think about staying in Syracuse after college. Ross Rubenstein is an associate dean at Syracuse University and has studied the economic impacts of college scholarship programs, including the early years of the Say Yes program.
At the same time that you're helping students to have better careers and earn more money, you're also, in some ways, making it less likely that they're going to stay where they went to high school or stay with it where they went to college.
Home values in the city have ticked up a few percentage points since Say Yes was announced, Rubenstein says, and they're doing slightly better than the surrounding county. But he says they're not drastically different from other upstate cities. When you talk to Rubenstein about Say Yes, he uses the word potential a lot. It goes well with the message of Say Yes and city officials. This is going to take time, so please be patient. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.